Job growth slows, but is it all the Delta variant's fault? For Marketplace in Austin, Texas, I'm Andy Ullern for David Brancaccio. We got the job growth number for August, 235,000 jobs added, way lower than economists were expecting to see. Estimates were closer to 720,000 new jobs. And if you dig in, there wasn't much hiring specifically in leisure and hospitality. Christopher Lowe is chief economist at FHN Financial in New York, and he joins me now to explain what's going on here.
In leisure and hospitality, seasonal hiring is a huge factor every year. There's all kinds of businesses that are open in the summer months only, and we know those businesses struggled to find workers. They paid higher average hourly earnings and so forth, and it could be that they decided in August, given how little of the season was left, to make do with the people they had. There was no hiring in that sector for the first time since January. So that's one possibility. Local government education, hundreds of thousands more than the seasonal factors expected in June and July, and then a moderate decline in August. And I think what's going on there is teachers hired early because they required extra training before going back to in-person schooling, and also because some states started the school year early thanks to funding from Congress, which allowed that.
Do we need to couch our expectations when we think about what's happening? I mean, we talk about unprecedented times all the time, but is that where we are?
Absolutely. Maybe we just need to be a little more realistic about what to expect. 235,000 jobs would have been a strong jobs report in normal times. Of course, we haven't had normal times for 18 months, but hopefully, eventually, we're going back to that. In the meantime, we know that something like 4 million people were sidelined by the coronavirus. They're not looking for work, and they're not working. Those people are reluctant to come back, and we'd really like to see, from an economic standpoint, a higher participation rate as a signal that the economy is fully recovering. And that, perhaps, is because of these new fears related to the Delta variant of the coronavirus.
Christopher Lowe is chief economist at FHN Financial in New York. Thank you so much for doing this, Chris.
Thank you, Andy.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate minority leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
China's President Xi Jinping has announced the government will set up a third stock exchange, this time in the political capital of Beijing. For more on this, I'm joined by Marketplace's China correspondent Jennifer Pak in Shanghai. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning.
Now, this third stock exchange, it's sort of a reshaping of an existing equity market in Beijing, right? Why the need for this new one?
Okay, well, first, there are two other stock exchanges in China already. The first one is in the financial capital here in Shanghai, but that one's dominated with government-owned firms. The second one is in the tech hub of Shenzhen, which consists of more private firms, but still pretty big ones. So this third one will be based in Beijing, and as you mentioned, has an equity market already. But stocks aren't actively traded on that one. So this new exchange will be built off of that one, but meant for smaller, innovative firms. The dean of the Central Center for International Business Ethics in Beijing, Liu Baocheng, told Chinese media he thinks it could be for smaller companies with cutting-edge technology that might produce components but feed into bigger machines in, say, robotics or cloud computing, you know, industries of the future.
And I know it's been tougher and tougher for young Chinese companies like the ones you're talking about to get access to capital in the U.S. That's been happening over the past couple of years. Is this part of the reason that this is being introduced now?
Yeah, that's definitely part of it. See, American regulators, they're pushing Chinese firms to open their books fully before listing. That's something Chinese officials fear, and they say it's a national security issue. Now, at the same time, China's financial lending system here primarily favors government firms. So this new exchange can help channel investment, hopefully, to smaller private firms. China's president Xi Jinping has encouraged companies to return home, list here, and over the past year, he has increased oversight over big tech giants and spaces that used to be loosely regulated. I'm thinking of the academic tutoring sector. Under President Xi, there is just more state control over the economy.
And that also includes financial data, financial information, yeah?
Yeah, for sure. China's cyberspace regulator recently said it's looking into social media accounts that have repeatedly released financial news illegally, meaning accounts that were not accredited by the government, and also accounts that distort economic policy interpretation and badmouth financial markets. That's really prompted social media giants like China's TikTok called Douyin, WeChat, Kuaishou, Weibo, all of them to say they will actively investigate and shut down any accounts that violate this policy. After all, this is an economy that calls itself a socialist economy with Chinese characteristics.
Marketplace's China correspondent Jennifer Pack, thank you so much.
Thanks, Andy.
Back to those jobs. It seems that half of the U.S. small business owners reported unfilled job openings in August, as finding qualified workers remains an ongoing challenge. That's according to the National Federation of Independent Business. The group's report also showed that 91% of owners reported few or no qualified applicants for the positions they were trying to fill last month. That's even as wages continue to rise. In Austin, I'm Andy Euler with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.